Well, let's look for a moment on the Greek side of this great change in Asia Minor, that is the arrival of Persian rule. Because one of the perplexing questions about the Persian Empire is that given its success, given the prosperity and the ordered government brought by the great king of Persia, why was it that the great king of Persia got involved in a series of wars we call the Persian Wars, the theme of Herodotus's history, which in the end compromised the Persian Empire and came very close to toppling it at one point in the 5th century B.C.? This is very perplexing, especially since, as I mentioned, much of what we know about the Persian Empire comes from these Greeks, especially East Greeks such as Herodotus, who was born a subject of the great king of Persia on the shores of Asia Minor, traveled through the whole Persian Empire, and appreciated him. And this is a peculiar dilemma. Well, to the East Greeks, on the one hand, the rule of the kings of Persia, and this was a family known as the Achaemenid. So when I use the term Achaemenid, the descendants of Achaemenes in Greek, we're referring to the great royal family at Persepolis. The rule of the Achaemenid kings and their satraps, their governors, in some ways was ordered, prosperous government in which many Greeks prospered. Merchants, for instance, found that you had a road system. You had ease of communication. You still had the markets of Sardis, the cities of Asia Minor where Greek goods were marketed. There are Greeks going to Sardis as a Persian court. Furthermore, many Greeks made careers in the Persian Empire, many as mercenaries, as physicians, specialists. And this runs through the whole history of the Persian Empire. When we get to the time of Alexander the Great, the joke that circulated in Alexander's day, since the Macedonians were not regarded as Greeks by the Greeks, was that there were more Greeks fighting in the army of the great king of Persia than in Alexander's army. That is, if you deduct the Macedonians, there weren't very many Greeks at all. Half of them were Macedonians, 25% Balkan barbarians, and maybe 25% of them were very reluctant Greek allies, whereas Greek mercenaries in great numbers would serve the great king. And these mercenaries prove over the centuries to be quite loyal to their employer, more than just a question of the paymaster. The Persians paid well, but the great king was regarded as a very honorable man. Furthermore, the Greeks occupied a position in the Persian Empire that I would think is comparable to the position they occupied under the later Ottoman sultans, that is, before the 19th century, when nationalism sharpened the differences within the religious and ethnic groups of the Ottoman Empire. They were appreciated as a very clever and useful set of subjects. Their skills as seamen were appreciated. The Greeks launched many of the ships of the Persian fleet. Well, then, what went wrong? And I think it wasn't so much that Persian rule was oppressive. Far from it. The Persians actually, I think, in what they exacted in taxes, were far less demanding than the later Athenians would be on these Asian Greeks and the Lycians and the Carians. It was the fact that Persian rule was probably foreign and distant. And here, when the beginning of the Persian Wars erupt, and that's when in 499 BC, the cities of Ionia and peoples of Western Asia Minor under Greek influence decide to rebel in what must have been a hopeless rebellion from the start, which brings on the Persian Wars. At that point, you're in a generation and a half of Persian rule. And the Greeks and the Carians and the Lycians who had grown up in that period had found that the situation had somehow changed. Sardis was no longer the Philhellene court. The Greeks were just one of many useful subjects. They were not the arbiters and taste of taste and culture as they were under the Lydian kings. And there was a big difference from having a native Anatolian king embracing Greek culture, wanting the Greeks to come there, as opposed to a Persian governor who says, yeah, you're useful and it's nice having Greeks around, aren't they clever? But so were the Phoenicians, the Egyptians, and everyone else in the empire. And so that aspect of Persian rule meant that the great king was a more distant and remote figure. There is also another factor in play. And then this is a bit of interpretation, but I think it nonetheless can be borne out. And that is the position of East Greece, the position of the Greeks of Ionia, had significantly changed under Persian rule in the course of the late 6th and the opening of the 5th century BC. The Persians didn't understand city-states.